Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories, crossroads of my the arsehole as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. This story is from Yogurt Closet Low 2153, who says, am I the arsehole for not sticking up for my grandmother after my wife told her to F off out of her hospital room? About 3 weeks ago, my wife, 33, went into premature labor with our daughter at 31 weeks. It was entirely unexpected, and both my wife and our daughter had a horrible time, and it became quite dangerous for the both of them. My wife became preeclamptic amongst other serious complications, and for the first week, we weren't even sure if my wife or our daughter would make it. Luckily, they both survived, but our daughter is still in the NICU after 3 weeks and probably will be in for another three. And my wife is still in hospital as well. It has been a horrible struggle for my wife, because she is a very healthy and active person, and even during most of her pregnancy, she was able to maintain a somewhat active lifestyle. But because of the trauma her body went through, she is basically starting back from square one and hasn't even been able to hold our daughter yet. My wife has a lot of struggles so far with her birth trauma and feels so confused and hurt by her experience. She told me that she feels betrayed by her own body, and even in some of her weakest moments, she even said she regretted getting pregnant entirely because of how much she has suffered, and she is so worried she'll never be the person she was again. She feels horrible for having these feelings, but I and multiple mental health professionals have been working to help and support her through this. We finally have reached a point where we can receive visitors. Her family lives close, but my family lives 3 states away, and I've been awaiting the chance to meet the baby and check in on my wife. My parents and grandparents flew down, and I warned my family beforehand that my wife and daughter are still very fragile stages and to be patient. When I brought them in to see my wife, my grandmother immediately went and wanted to talk to her about the birth and her experience. My wife told her that was one of the worst experiences of her life, and my grandmother responded by telling her that the worst is yet to come, and that struggling is what being a mother is about. My wife got very upset over this comment and started screaming at her to F off and to get the F out. I had never seen my wife like this, and I could tell she was feeling extremely stressed, and I quickly escorted my family out. I told them it would be best if they left for now and we could talk later, as to not cause even more stress on my wife. My family said they were appalled by my wife's behaviour and me for not defending my grandmother. But at the end of the day, I feel that it is my responsibility to be my wife's advocate all of the time, but especially now. It has become a bit of a tension in my extended side of the family, however. But I haven't told my wife about it because I don't want to stress her out, and I plan to deal with this alone entirely. Should I apologise on my wife's behalf? If I'm the arsehole, I'll own up to it, but I don't see my wife as an arsehole at all. Look, your grandma shouldn't have said that in the first place at all, but the fact that you warned them how fragile your wife is at the moment, and she comes out and says shit like that, someone who's just gone through an absolute traumatic experience is still struggling with it, and you say that to someone. Who thinks of that? I'm tapping my head here. Who thinks of that? Oh, I know, that person just had an absolute traumatic birthing experience, and I'm going to go up to him and I'm going to tell him, yeah, guess what? The worst is yet to come. There's nothing to apologise from your point of view in this situation. They were in the wrong. Grandma should be going in there and apologising like absolute mad. You're doing absolutely the right thing, supporting your wife in that way, in a real vulnerable state right now. But the real Nightshade says, should I apologise on my wife's behalf? And that was a quote. And then says, no. They had one job, but your grandmother just had to swoop in with that outdated mentality and tell a woman who's gone through hell and back that the worst is yet to come. And that struggling is what being a mother is about. Who the hell tells someone in your wife's position that? not the arsehole, but you will be if you apologize to them for their appalling behavior. Morbid says, not the arsehole times 1000. You stood up for your wife in a most vulnerable state. That was ridiculously rude of your grandmother. Do not apologize to them for your wife. If anything, you should ask them to apologize to her. Thank you for having a shiny spine and protecting your wife and baby. Crystal Queen 3000 says, not the arsehole, grandma needed to be kicked out and she should have kept her mouth shut, especially given that you warned them about how fragile your wife is right now. You're doing the best you can for her, which is awesome, but don't forget to look after yourself too. Birth trauma affects both parents. Don't be afraid to reach out for additional support if you need it. Primary Criticism says, not the arsehole, and do not apologize. Struggling is not what being a mother is about. Your grandmother basically told your wife to just suck it up, and she's not allowed to feel the way she feels. CBM984 says, I think grandma needs to be checked out, because who in their right mind tells a woman who just had a traumatic birth experience that the worst is yet to come? You did the right thing by supporting your wife. Tell your family, not only are you and your wife not going to apologize, but unless grandma and anyone else who agrees with her apologizes, they won't be meeting your daughter anytime soon. Not the arsehole. Now, I can't get over that, you know. I'm trying to, like, you put yourself in someone's shoes. Imagine putting yourself in grandma's shoes. You walk into this room, you see the woman who's just given birth, you know she's had a traumatic experience. Can you picture yourself going up to her and saying that stuff? My word. Bloody morons. Now, let me know what you guys think of this one. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and we'll move on to another story. This story is from Handy Dust. It does come with a very small update, but I found the story quite interesting myself, and it's titled, Found Out My 23 Female Dad, 50 Male, Is a Serial Cheater and Kinda a Shitty Person. Background. My mum is remarried and my father is engaged to a woman he's been dating for 10 years. My parents' marriage originally ended because my father was cheating. I did not find this out until last year from my mother. Before telling me this information, my mum asked if I thought my dad was faithful to his fiance, and I thought it was weird, an intrusive question, and I simply said, I hope so, and didn't currently have a reason to believe otherwise. The truth is, I caught my father about 4 years earlier, having inappropriate conversations with a woman on the phone. She lived on the complete opposite coast, but they text often. She tried to friend me on Facebook, and I realized things had gone too far. I confronted him about it and he seemed more upset by the fact she had friended me than me finding out. He was fully confident he could talk his way out of it and convince me they were just friends. While he tried to deny it, I pushed and he realized I wasn't going to give up. I told him to end it or I would tell his, at the time, girlfriend. He agreed to end it and I thought it stopped. Truth is, he just got smarter around me. Through a long, complicated, and draining series of discoveries, turns out my dad is still cheating and has been cheating the entire 10-year relationship with a woman I consider my stepmom. And not just with one woman, but hundreds. When my stepmom confronted my father, he couldn't even give her a number because it was too damn high to fucking count. He honestly didn't know how many. He tried to say it was only online relationships, nothing physical, as if that makes it okay. And to be honest, I don't even know if that's true at this point. Additionally, he impersonated her online to bolster the cheating relationships he had, telling these women she was okay with it, like they had an open relationship. He's been fired from multiple jobs because of inappropriate or sexual misconduct, one of which even blamed on my stepmom. He also inappropriately messaged at least three of my friends while I was still in high school. One of which he still messaged inappropriately up until 2 years ago. One of which was 17 the first time it happened. And most recently we found an earring in his car on the floor in the back seat that doesn't belong to me or my stepmom. He texted me and asked me to say it was mine if asked about it, but refused to send me a photo so I could confirm if it was mine. It seems there is no end to these discoveries. Just when I think it's over, I find out something new. We are currently in separate states from each other, and he sent a long cryptic text dancing around the truth about how he needs to be reborn anew and destroy the past, and how he never admitted to being a good person, but now sees the pain he's caused. I don't even know if I can believe him because he's such a good talker and always preached about positive manipulation. He doubled back a little while ago and said how sometimes people never change and implied that he was trying, but maybe he was too far beyond saving. How do I process this? I don't know what to do, but feel like my entire perception and relationship with him has changed. I even saw some of the texts he would send the other women, and he would use me to lie to them, telling them how I said they were beautiful and I couldn't wait to meet them one day. He promised these women marriage as a game, sending them pictures of my stepmom's ring saying he bought it in advance because he's just waiting for the right one. I know he's deeply in need of therapy, and he said they were in contact with a relationship therapist and he's been attending church often and talking to the pastor. He suffered just about every consequence possible from his actions and still refuses to change 50 some odd years later. How do I come to terms with that and the fact that this man is my father and I'm supposed to love him unconditionally? And as of currently, unfortunately, there's no comment on this one given OP advice. But before we move to the update, one thing that always jumps into my mind with this story, and especially when you got to the end there and you said the fact this man is my father and I'm supposed to love him unconditionally. And it always reminds me, I can't remember what the actual story was about, but there was one comment on there and they said that something along the lines, you know, love does come with conditions, but what those conditions are down to you. You've got to have healthy boundaries in your life if you want to be around that person. Are they a negative in your life? From what you've spoke about here, they're certainly in your mind all the time about what they're doing. And whilst yes, it does seem, you know, father could use some help in this situation, it still doesn't excuse his behavior. He needs to seek out that help for himself and get that fixed, because he's wrecking lives with the current way he's behaving right now. And the fact that he's using other people's identities to get away with it too, and you know, telling you to be a part of the lies about the whole earring in the back of the car, I think is very clear. You can tell, you know, that's not going to be your earring, and he's trying to get you to cover up for his mistakes again. And as always, you know, it's very easy for me to sit here in front of a microphone and tell you what to do, but this is your family, you've got feelings, you're connected to this person. But also, you've seen the damage he's caused. You know that he cheated on your mum, you know he's cheated on your stepmom, and there must come a point where you need to step back. And, you know, in my situation, if I was in that situation, I would certainly be taking a step back and thinking, is this an influence I want in my life? Is this drama I want to be dealing with? When in some ways, I don't know how much they are actually helping themselves. He said they're in contact with relationship therapists and he's been attending church and all this kind of thing. But do you believe him? The amount of lies you've already heard, impersonating other people, telling you to lie for him. Where'd you go from there?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But anyway, let's move on to this small update. So the update says, he's getting a job in another state and moving. I can't get a clear answer from anyone, but I'm almost positive this means my stepmom and him were unable to fix their broken relationship. I'm so happy for her to be able to move on and find real happiness and respect, but I'm also so sad and disappointed to lose another family. I know things will never be the same with her and my stepbrothers again. I resent that he had to ruin another family for me. And that's an incredibly sad update. But it also questions to me, does it have to be? Is there no way he's the one who's damaged his relationship? Is there no way to still get in contact with stepmom and stepbrother and say, you know, you want to still be a part of that family if it's at all possible? But wow, what would you do in this situation if you was OP? A couple of points. What would you do about the father? Would you still be in contact with him? What about the other family? Do you think there's a way to still keep that relationship now potentially dad and stepmom have gone their separate ways? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. This story comes from a throwaway account titled How to Break Up 29 Male with Toxic Girlfriend 32 Female, and comes with an update. Let's call her T. So we are together since my high school, more than 10 years at this point. Our relationship became difficult not long after we started to live together, which was after my high school, and it is close to 10 years now as I think of it. First, we tried to work this out and we had our ups and downs, but we haven't had much success. Breakthroughs were when she started to call me names and then abuse me mentally and physically. Physical violence wasn't very effective as she is not strong enough, but she really crushed me mentally and emotionally over all these years. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a saint. I've adapted to the situation and now I am probably not much worse at disrespecting and abusing her. I've even fell for her trap and I proposed to her 4 years ago. I've just became so apathetic and gave up on life, really allowing my health to deteriorate, losing all my hobbies and allowed T to suppress and destroy my friendships. I've mobilized myself on two separate occasions and went to mental health specialist where I was diagnosed with depression. Unfortunately, I was not able to stay in therapy and on medication for longer than two visits. Right now, I'm sure I do not want to continue this relationship any longer nor try to fix it. We don't spend time together, mostly staying in separate rooms. We do not have sex for years, nor am I attracted to her. We do not sleep together. I do not love her anymore, and to be honest, I think I hate her. Also because I think she has ruined my life, or at least took a big part in destroying it. So that should be easy, but I cannot break with her. I cannot get this through. We are basically talking about this every few months for like 3 years. I'm telling her that I cannot do this anymore and I am breaking up with her, but her response is the same. No, you do not want to break up with me. We have temporary difficulties, but we will get through it. Just tell me what we should do, fix or improve, and I'm falling for it. I'm trying to explain myself, recalling the same things over and over. Then she is like, okay, we will fix it. And then we're at square one next week at the latest. And don't get me wrong, at this point, I am too not doing anything to fix it too. Been there, done that. I was trying to fix this relationship before, but she was not interested to do the same. It was so bad that I even did something that I detest myself for today. I thought that if she does not let me go, then I could do something that will make her break with me. I basically had sex with other women, and I told about that to T. I'm not sure if she didn't believe me, rejected that, or just did not care at all. But that changed nothing. I do not know how to enforce this breakup. She is always rejecting it. I cannot run from her as we're living in my apartment, bought 2 years ago. She is now mostly working from home, so kicking her out and changing the locks would also be tough. Not to mention that she has nowhere to go and her family lives 120 miles away. I don't know what I could do to escape this toxic loop. Edit. As a lot of people ask, I'm outside of the US. I live in Poland. And we're going to start straight away on this one with BLF. STYK, who says, trauma bonding is a real thing. You desperately need to consult with a therapist who has expertise in trauma to start healing yourself and moving on. It will be hard, but you can have a life again if you work at it. Blombo Buffett says, likely as you own the place and are not married, you can kick her out. As this situation seems potentially hostile, I'd first call an attorney and ask for a consult. They might just give you advice for free on what you can do. Personally, I'd change the locks and have movers grab her stuff into storage and book her a hotel for a few nights. She can figure it out from there. If she is paying nothing, she should have savings to get into a lease. And then some people were replying, you know, you can't just kick someone out like that. But Sprack says, hey dude, look, I've been in abusive relationships and it's always hard to end them. It's going to be harder because you guys live together and it's your property. I recommend if you go back to a counselor and talk to the police about your abuse and get it removed and hopefully an AVO. If you can't, if you feel comfortable, can you live with a friend or a family member for a bit? I'm not sure where you live, but most places you need an eviction notice, so it might be easier if you are not there. I'd also recommend reaching out to friends and family if you can and building up your support. Also, importantly, understand that you are not weak for saying abuse is hard. It's going to be hard to break up and move on, but you'll be happier for it. But I would really recommend going to the police because if she is physically abusive, I'm concerned it will escalate if you try to leave. I'm not the best authority on how to leave safely, but please reach out and get some help. There are domestic violence services and you shouldn't be treated differently because you are a man. Remember, you are strong and you did nothing to deserve this. But now let's move straight on to that update to find out what happened next. So I saw that someone asked about an update, so let me add this one. Breakup anniversary will be celebrated on 9th of September. She was out of my apartment until the end of that week, but she already tried to manipulate and gaslight me before she left and almost succeeded. Unfortunately, she had so many things that she was not able to take all at the same time. I spent next week packing all of it and taking it to the basement. She took it next week and we did not really talk about anything besides moving her stuff. I had a few breakdowns already. During one, still in September, I wrote her a message explaining my feelings and that she hurt me, but I wish I hadn't. She did not care, or at least she responded that way. There were a few other message exchanges, once her dog ran away and she called me for help. This time it ended well, fortunately, but I asked her to never call me again, even if this would be about our dog. I still love that beast, but when she took him, I cannot participate in this anymore. Other time, she sent me something similar to one I sent myself during my breakdown. I responded in the same way. She did, even if it was someone forced on my side. I was also intrigued why she sent it and ended stalking her in social media for a few days. Shortly after that, at the end of October, I blocked her from every communication channel we used. I'd like to say I'm fine, but that wouldn't be true. I've been going to therapy since September. Plus, I am using some mental support groups, Discord servers for extra help. It looks like I have tons of mental health issues from this relationship, but I hope that with therapy, I could overcome it eventually. At the same time, I started with a diet and workout, trying to get back into shape after years of neglecting my physical health. I also tried to meet new people, return my old interests and look for new ones, as well as take care of my career, but all of it is going slow. Unfortunately, at the same time, I'm trying to cope with my issues in a less healthy way. From time to time, I am partying too much, overusing alcohol, cigarettes and other substances. I know I'm not ready for a serious relationship, but it looks like I'm already in a few rebound or fling ones, with one lasting more than a month. And I'm pretty sure I was starting getting addicted to it, so it's probably best if it ended already. I still have periods where I isolate myself from people. I still have thoughts when I wish that the breakup would not happen and I was still together with my ex. I hate myself for those thoughts, for wanting to be with a person who has hurt me so badly and would still be doing it. But I'll have to deal with it. And that is just one of those, you know, real updates. I'm not saying like others are fake or anything, but the feelings involved, you know, still battling on, you know, everything's not perfect. This update was positive in some ways, you know, that they did split up and got out of that relationship, but now they are slowly healing and it is a slow process, and there are hurdles to overcome. Clearly, you know, they're recognizing that they're dealing with things in a less healthy way here and there, and they have to overcome those as well. Things are just not up and up and up, and you know, it's going to be perfect from now on. There's going to be obstacles in OP's way, and to see them recognize that is a good thing. But what do you guys make of this one? I know some of you guys have told me about your past relationships. Let me know how you would have dealt with that situation and what advice you could give to OP. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just as always, a huge thank you for joining me today, getting involved in the stories, the comments, the likes, the love, the support, the time out of your day. It means the absolute world to me. At the very end of the video, there's going to be a playlist you can click and it will scroll through the videos for you if you want to do that. So whatever you're up to, you know, it just keep playing in the background. Thank you so much once again for your love, support and time, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs.
brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.